Thank you for tuning in to Kiss the Rinks. The following content may contain wildly inappropriate language. Thanks for listening.
Ayo, everybody. Hello and welcome to the greatest podcast on earth, the best place on earth. Everybody loves this place. We love it. You love it. Your mom loves it. Your dad loves it. Your sister loves it. It's Kiss the Rink podcast. Stay a while. We got a dope show for you today, baby.
The season's upon us. It's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog. There's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly. The kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath freshness.
What is up, everybody? It is Friday, December 8th. Happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, shout out John Beaton.
Shout out the GOAT.
So, about to start this episode up. What do we got before any questions, comments, concerns?
Questions, comments, concerns. That's what I got for you.
I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Drew's lame.
I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to
start up this camera.
Start it up. Start it up.
We're all in this together.
Hey,
I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I know
hey,
that part.
Hey, yeah. Let's get
yeah,
it. It's,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Kiss the Rings.
Yo,
is the camera on?
No, it's not working. It's all right. You guys,
it's just Ryan can't go a week without making a mistake.
Yeah. It's always something different, too.
It is.
Something just always hits the fan.
Yeah, today it's the camera. It's actually frozen, so
that's not good.
Well,
it's froze like my wrist, boy.
Well, I take out the battery. Let's get to some Patriots talk.
Let's go, Drew. I'm in a great mood today.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from. Patriots beat the Bills.
Thanks. I think we all watched it.
Right? 23-3. I can't even remember the score.
I don't.
Really, not the top. Story that came out of the
little.
Game.
Yeah, it's not.
That really
like,
top
was,
story to come
was,
out of the game.
That was supposed to happen. Like they should have. Yeah. Like, they were supposed to win. They took care of business. They got the hell out of Buffalo and just moved on.
Yeah, I thought Buffalo would put up some type of fight, but they.
Peterman actually looked somewhat decent.
Too. Wake me up for AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Honestly, Ryan, you'll probably be doing homework during it.
You know, I didn't watch this game. Yeah, I said, wake me up for AFC Championship game. Then I'll be ready.
Right? You got a week. 16? Week 15? 15. Steelers.
Week
15. Big game.
Not next week, though.
Big game. Not this week, next week.
We still got one more.
Yeah.
Monday,
you got the Dolphins
Monday night.
If we escape the Dolphins with no injuries, I'm happy. I don't care if we win or lose. Just escape with no injuries. And then we beat the shit out of the Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh.
Stick it in their butt.
And then they come to us, AFC Championship game in January. Mm-hmm. And we... bend over Big Ben.
Well, hey, I can guarantee you that there won't be one injury in the Dolphins game, and that injury will not be
Robert
Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, Gronk
because he's
was suspended
a stupid
one game,
ass
as everyone's probably
for
heard.
Doing, for being dumb.
Yeah, dumb. Just
being
stupid.
Stupid.
No, it was a stupid play.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as people were like complaining
it
about.
It is. It was.
Like Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis was like, "That's embarrassing for
it
football."
Is. It was. It was. It was. It was.
I don't think it was.
He was.
I've seen
he
worse.
He was laying down on the ground, half his body,
worse.
Half his. I've seen worse, obviously, but
he,
like.
But here's the thing, Gronk was. He wasn't aiming for his head. If you look at it, no, because like he hits him in the back, like the neck.
The thing that gets.
And he's like kind of. Picking himself up and he just hits him where he was going to hit him in the back.
The thing that
it
gets
matter,
me
it's still a legal hit.
Is the stutter step he made before it.
He literally
so
like
funny.
Stutter stepped. You can't see me. Tap the shoulder. Tap the elbow. Drop
like,
on his head.
The stutter step.
It literally looked like a move. Like who is it? Is it Dwayne The Rock Johnson or is it John Cena that does it? I can't remember.
Which
probably
move?
Neither.
Well,
I don't. I don't watch
people's
wrestling.
Elbow.
I think no. I'm pretty sure.
People's elbow.
Is it the who's the people?
It might be Dwayne. It might be
I think
the
it's
Rock.
Dwayne the
I don't
Rock
know,
Johnson.
Like I have no
little
idea.
It's great. It's unreal.
No, but you know he did that so he could perfectly aim his elbow into his head. He had to like adjust a little bit first.
Yeah, exactly.
And then plant the elbow right in the head.
It wasn't
so.
Even the elbow. It was more like a
honestly,
like shoulder. It's like yeah.
Better
yeah.
up, better
up. Little Uzi Vert shoulder.
Oh yeah.
Better up. I love that. I love that.
Off, we're better off that he's probably not going to play anyway.
Yeah,
so
no, we actually are.
It's one more game. Give him
Kiko
break.
Kiko Alonso is out here break. Murdering people. The last thing we need is fucking for him to TJ Ward Gronk.
But one thing, though. So here's the big controversy this week. Well, a dirty week for the NFL. Not really a dirty week. A big hitting week. A big hitting week.
Hashtag free Juju.
It's the NFL's fault for putting the Bengals and Steelers on Monday Night Football in front of a live audience. Like in front of a national TV audience. Because those two teams, every single time you see them play, it'd be like the playoffs 2 years ago.
That was the perfect hit, right?
Yeah, playoffs 2 years ago. Perfect murdered Antonio Brown across the middle.
Loki, so the play that no one talks about that is that set up that hit was the who was their running back at the time? He fumbled. Was it
Jeremy Hill fumbled for the Bengals. Like the Bengals should have won, but they pulled the Bengals fucking blew the game because they're a terrible team. But so Steelers, Bengals, Monday night. Both teams are chippy as hell.
And the way it started with Shazier
going
injury,
down in the first quarter with like that scary injury. He's moving his extremities, so that's good.
Thank God.
But that like intensified the mood. Like it got the Steelers going. Like you would think like maybe sometimes you see that injury and like players will like roll over and like let that game
almost
slide.
Almost like kind of like the Hayward injury. Like at first the C's were like kind of down and
then they got back into it and they like played for him.
Mm-hmm.
And like Juju Smith-Schuster, the rookie for the Steelers, lays out perfect on a block. Perfectly, I think, perfectly clean football play.
It's just he got him
head to head, but it's a block. It's a block.
The block itself was literally like so sick. It's just the part where he stands over him and just flexes.
I'm okay with the flag in that situation. And you can give him a small fine.
Yeah,
but
no
suspension.
Like a 25K.
I can't believe
it.
I think that the Smith-Schuster play was just a hard hit. It just looked bad. So obviously, you have to. They threw the flag for the taunting anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't throw anything for on the
no. What I have a problem with is you know the Iloka hit. That's his name, right?
Yeah, George Iloka. That's like a head-to-head hit.
No, so the problem was like
what hit was that?
At the end of the game, Antonio Brown.
The thing is though, like people were. I watched the video. Obviously, direct head-to-head contact. No argument about that. People in the comments, like under the video, were arguing. It wasn't the crown of the helmet, so it doesn't count. He shouldn't have even been considered for suspension. But I think any head-to-head hit, like you got to regulate that a little better.
They got to figure out make a fucking system for it because the NFL is completely messed up
in it too. Like if you're going head-to-head like on purpose, like if you can tell that
he was trying to break up the game-winning touchdown, it's okay. I don't like.
Yeah,
it's
and
not too bad.
Block like he was trying to. It was like the Michael Floyd block last year. Where he laid out the guy.
Michael Floyd was like shoulder to shoulder, though.
Floyd hit him shoulder.
But what I'm saying is, it was the same play. Like he wanted to get make sure that his player would keep running and not get tackled. Like that's what I'm saying. Like,
for the perfect hit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The perfect hit. It was more of like he was like it's hard not to lead with your helmet when you're the level of a linebacker, especially if you like. I don't know how tall Perfect and Smith Schuster are.
I feel like it's just not.
Smith Schuster's probably like maybe pushing 200 pounds. He's not the biggest guy.
I feel like it's just not a good enough excuse because I feel like they know how to not lead with their heads and then.
No, but he didn't lead with his head though. He's leading with his shoulder and he just ended up hitting him.
You're talking about the Perfect.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Schuster. No, I look at him in the head. I look at him in the head. It's a penalty.
Actually,
it shouldn't be a suspension, but it should be a fine because he took his head off.
Yeah.
But it's a game winning play. You're trying to break up the
fine.
Pass.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Juju's 1 inch taller.
He is really
6'2" and 6'1".
All right. Wow. Yeah. How Perfect's huge though.
Yeah.
Like, what,
let
like,
me check
probably
the
like
weight.
250.
Let's see.
Perfect's a monster.
Perfect is 248. That brings you back to the bone.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. What the hell was that?
I don't know. I felt it. I felt it.
I respect it.
Yeah. No.
I'm not mad.
There's a quiet pause for a second. Right.
What did I say? 248? 243?
Whoa.
Perfect?
I said he was 250.
No, I looked it up. It was like two.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know.
Juju's 216.
Yeah,
Perfect
is 248. That's 30
248.
Pounds on him. That's a lot of
Yeah, like he had to put a lot of muscle
like he dropped him.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, that's a perfect block.
It was
like
a gorgeous
beautiful
block.
Play. Like I loved it. But, the NFL is all messed up with the suspension thing. Like, it really is. Like, Gronk, Juju Smith, and Iloka, all three different plays. Three different plays that happened
and honestly,
this weekend.
Honestly, the dirtiest might have been Shazier's because he went crown of the head. Like, yeah, he got injured.
No,
like,
it's like, not a dirty play. He just got.
It didn't look bad though.
It didn't look bad. It's like you don't.
It's not. It's not a dirty play. Yeah. It's just like not the right way to tackle. That's
exactly.
Why he got hurt.
It's just like.
But
like you don't go with that part of your head to.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's why he like can't
move. That's
just
common. Yeah, that's common. Football knowledge, but like
no, I
three different plays, and they all got one game suspensions. All three appealed, and only one, which is probably the one that, other than Gronk,
dude, is there a rule book they go off of, or
no,
do they
just they
fucking
just,
whatever
they
feel?
They do whatever the hell they want because it's completely a double standard in the NFL. I'm not saying Gronk shouldn't have been suspended, but he doesn't have a track record for anything. Neither does Juju Smith. And both of them still got the.
Gronk's kind of a like he likes
no,
to talk shit.
No, he's never
shit.
Been.
He
never
was
been
throwing
thrown
punches
out.
At Super Bowl 49.
Seattle started it though.
Yeah,
he didn't start.
Yeah.
He's backing up his team though.
Yeah.
Like he's not like he didn't get thrown
like,
out
he,
of any other games.
He is. He talks. He talks.
He
talks.
Yeah.
Shit.
Who cares? Who
he's
talks
thrown
shit.
Punches.
Philip
before.
Rivers
so like
talks
he has,
shit.
It's not like he has
Brady
a completely
talks.
Clean.
No, but like he clean within the rules. He does everything within the rules. Like there's nothing. That he does
like
after.
If you want to talk about
he's
public perception, maybe. You could say that he's like wild, but
yeah,
in terms of like breaking
the
rules,
he doesn't. He stays within
like,
the confines.
Me and Drew
will
be just having an argument, and as soon as Ryan talks, we'll just like quiet down, like oh my god.
I don't like talking about NFL, but actually, I'll talk about this stuff. I'll talk about this.
It's a big thing that's happening, like the fact that, especially like all right, so Gronk, are we all agreeing should have been suspended?
Yep. You did say he should have. You were kind of pissed.
No, I was pissed at first, but then like after watching the play, and then if they're gonna give out suspensions for the other hits, I can understand
suspension.
Him.
But like nobody needs Ray Lewis on their TV. First of all,
yeah. I need more Ray Lewis because Ray Lewis just said Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah,
so
but
leave Ray Lewis on my television.
You don't need him. You don't need him being like that was the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. What do you
I'm Gucci with it.
It's hyperbole.
Yeah, I know.
It's not. I've seen way grosser.
I'm sure you saw grosser when you killed that person, right?
Jesus
right,
Christ.
Ray Lewis?
Oh, you're talking about Ray Lewis.
Lewis.
Yeah, you're talking about the person I killed.
No. Ray Lewis killed.
Cool, we'll keep that on it.
why'd you say
wait,
you talking about the
person
I killed?
Yeah, you killed
No, we're not talking about this. Talking about Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
All right.
Ryan might catch a case.
We're gonna move this along.
Yeah. That puts you back to the bone. Good shit.
It's gonna be a regular thing.
I love it. I don't know why you came up with it, but I want it more.
Because you went like the shoulder roll in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a major double standard.
No,
right?
I agree.
Like,
the inconsistent parent. I've been saying that for years.
It's been going on with everything. You get deflate footballs. You get 4 games. You beat your girlfriend on camera. You get 2 games.
Yeah, then you just stop going off what they feel in the moment.
You beat your girlfriend on camera, and you don't have a job.
He was suspended for like 2 games. Yeah, at the beginning.
Yeah, but then the video came out.
No, but they had seen the video because they said they sent it to him, and then they got publicly released, and then they're like...
We
actually have to suspend him.
Yeah.
He was then socially exiled from society.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Last thing you heard of him.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. So.
I don't think he leaves his house anymore.
Yeah, probably doesn't. Hey, I think he married his girlfriend that he beat, though.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they they both publicly came, they had a press conference.
Is there
another
way to start a relationship other than...
Jesus Christ.
That was terrible.
They had a press conference, and I'm pretty sure John Harbaugh was there and everything. And, they both apologized, and they were both said that they were working on their relationship, and she did spit on him.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ray Rice's wife.
Oh, all right. I was
spit on Ray Rice.
Is that how it started?
Yeah, you never seen the video?
We're
gonna have to toss the video in a promo.
No, God.
What video?
Ray Rice beating his wife in the promo. They're waiting for an elevator. And she
the whole country's seen it.
Yeah, he hasn't.
No, I have. I just haven't seen it in 4 years.
Well, yeah, she spit on him at first. And then
yeah,
I didn't
know
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
he knocks the shit out of
it.
It was his left hand too.
Yeah, I imagine
it
was his right hand.
Hit it with a right. I'm not gonna get out like Mike Knight. We're gonna have to.
Whoa! What the fuck was
that?
That was not
the.
Oh, that was the Dropkick Murphy song. Huh. Okay.
Okay. Oh, fuck, I'm joking. This is not even mine.
Yeah, I know, it's mine.
It's pretty good. I recommend...
spills it everywhere. No. Computer.
Vitamin Water Zero Squeeze Lemon. It's pretty gang shit.
All right, we done with the NFL?
Going into... Wait,
or are we going to still talk about...
No, we're pretty much done.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like double standard. They've always had it. They need to fix it. And of course... Oh, wait. Roger Goodell got a contract extension.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know how many years, though. I know it was $200 million.
I heard five.
Is it 5 years, it's $200 million?
Yeah. Yeah, it's around
let me look it up.
Five more years of hell, Patriot fans.
We've won two Super Bowls under Roger Goodell. I'm fine with it.
Fuck Goodell. I don't care. Guy sucks.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Has anyone been keeping up with the Celtics as of late?
Yes, I've been watching very close.
Good.
I've been watching very close.
Very how close, really?
It's been driving me crazy.
Are your eyes to the TV screen?
Yeah, it's, even the computer. Hey, sometimes I have to stream. Yeah, it was five years. 5 years, $200 million.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, but so
they won the last four games.
Last four games, the Dallas game was actually a very good game. Like they were down 87-3.
They were down big.
They were first of all, they didn't have Jaylen Brown. They didn't have Marcus.
Tatum put up a bunch of points early, right?
Tatum had 17.
That was against the Bucks. He had like 12 in the first.
Tatum
like, five.
Had 17. Yeah, no, you're right. And they were down. They went on a 10-0 run to put their lead to 80-73. So they were down what 70. And then Dallas tied it up, and then with 2 minutes left to play, they just like took over, just like made sure it was their game. Like literally, like Kyrie had like probably like
Kyrie is
like 10 points in the last like minute.
Balling.
Like he was ball.
And
it was,
he
like,
has been like he's led them
like
in scoring the last
this
four
whole
weeks.
Like week
or that, four games. I mean,
did we
led them
lose
in scoring the last four games?
The whole time we since
no they
last
lost
we recorded?
They lost to the Pistons right before we like last like. I think Tuesday lost to the
Let
Pistons last week. No, they're 4-0. They beat the 76ers, Suns, Bucks, and Mavs. And they're playing the Spurs tonight, which is going to be a big game because the Spurs are kind of heating up. And Kawhi is not returning tonight. He was supposed to originally. Now I think he's coming back Tuesday night. So
yeah,
the Spurs
are
coming out. Be ready. Watch out for them.
We recorded the 30th. We haven't lost since last.
Yeah, we
time
haven't
we
lost.
Recorded.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it up. 4-0. But Kawhi isn't playing tonight, so that's huge.
Yeah, I know.
He's
supposed to come back.
Is Jaylen Brown playing
like,
tonight? I don't think so.
Jaylen Brown's wearing goggles.
Oh,
he came out. He said he's
wait.
He's
what do you
goggles.
Mean?
Because he's
like,
so, yes, no,
because
he
his eyes all messed up.
Yeah,
something
he has a right eye inflammation.
The box.
So
what?
Now we have a guy.
Probably got thumbed in the eye or something. I don't know, man.
Pink eye. His girlfriend's farting on his face.
Oh my god.
I knew like when I smiled you were gonna say something like that.
So we have Kyrie wearing a mask without eyes, and then we're having Jaylen Brown wearing goggles. We should just put the goggles on Kyrie and see how funny it looks with them.
Put the goggles and the mask.
Yeah, exactly. Or just put the mask on Jaylen Brown.
That'd be funny. That'd
it
be
just
funny
looked like a squid. It looked like they're going scuba diving.
Yeah, but they're still the best record in the NBA. They got dethroned on the power rankings by the Rockets, though. Because
the Rockets,
Harden has been balling.
And
out
they're
too.
Actually very good on defense.
The Rockets?
Yeah, they're pretty
They have been. They've been better.
It's like.
It's CP3. This is CP3
like,
effect. The guy's
you know
a freaking
like,
bulldog. He's an animal. Like, he's just like
he
a beast
like
on defense.
So good.
Animal!
It's an animal! Oh, I don't know where the fuck that came from. I'm sorry.
I don't know anything else to say about the Celtics.
Dude, I'm not watching the Celtics. So.
You can't say that on air. You what sport do you watch, Ryan?
Hockey. Primarily hockey and baseball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a huge baseball guy.
Hockey and baseball.
Hockey. Slappy puck.
Not a big fan of basketball and
I love basketball.
I'm the opposite.
Actually,
speaking what?
I did watch a lot. I did watch the Thursday night game. I watched the whole thing. You know why?
Because you have Julio.
Because I have Julio and Michael Thomas going. And
no,
obviously
Julio, I don't care about Julio. I'm still going to kick your ass, Ryan.
I don't know. I think
I hope you know that
if your team lays an egg.
I'm going to whip my dick out and slap you in the face with it.
I don't know about that.
That's what my team's going to do.
Not after
you.
I win, though.
Yeah, you won't.
Dude, you better hope the players perform.
The stat of the century came out. Now that we're speaking Celtics. Jason Tatum has a higher three-point percentage than Alonzo Ball's free throw percentage.
Jason Tatum for MVP.
Jason Tatum for Michael Jordan. Do that deal. And then, like, so I was, like, thinking about it, and I was, like, it's, like, sorry, I was, like, texting and just started, I almost spoke what I was.
It happens.
The fact that, like, we traded pretty much Markelle Fultz for Jason Tatum, Like Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, it makes the Sixers look pretty stupid.
Like Markelle Fultz, like we already won that trade. Like it is not even close. Like Jason Tatum is probably.
What if Fultz comes back? Like
yeah, you never
nasty.
Know. Fultz could come back, dude. He was.
But listen, here are the some a little comparison. Games played 4 against 26. Minutes per game 19 to 30.
Yeah.
Field goals. FG. What does FG mean?
Field goals.
Field goals. Why is it 2.3 to 4.7? It's probably per game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. That's how basketball stats work.
FGA. Field goals plus assists per game. Maybe.
Field goal attempts.
Field goal attempts. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, so the first one is field goal
this
made.
Is an adventure.
Yeah.
Field goal made 2.3 to 4.7. Field goal attempts 6.8 to 9.2. Field goal percentage 0.33 to 0.508. 3 points.
50%. Yeah, to 33%.
Yeah. Field goal. 3 point.
I don't think Markelle Fultz has hit a three yet.
Yeah, you know he's 0.0. Which is just funny.
Tatum's like 53%, right? Or something crazy.
He's 51.9.
Yeah.
Then effective field goal percentage 59% against 33%. That was on like Tatum's.
Fultz has like a shoulder problem. He's like Andrew Luck.
The
he's
only
just a
thing
mess.
That Markelle Fultz before his injury was even with his injury now, like after all the games that Tatum's played, the only thing that he's leading him in is assist. But Markelle Fultz is a point guard. Jason Tatum is a forward, and he's only leading him by 0.4 assist a game. Jason Tatum is the best rookie out of this class.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he won't win Rookie of the Year because Ben Simmons is, like, the greatest thing since sliced
no,
because
it's the dumbest rule that you can be a freaking...
It's like, you can... Oh, here, like, oh,
Joel Embiid last year. Did Embiid win it? No, Brogdon won it. But Joel Embiid last year was, like, 3 years into his NBA career, hadn't played yet, and
it's
then
like almost
comes
like,
back and wins
like,
Rookie of the Year.
It's like if Jabari Parker won it. Like, he spent, like, 6 years hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, it's such a stupid rule because, like, yeah, I'm going to let you travel with the team. I'm going to let you watch...
let you practice.
Film,
let you, do
let you practice. Let you like
be an NBA player for a year.
Exactly,
then you can actually
then
be a
you
rookie.
Can be a rookie. Like what? Like,
oh this? Wait, so Embiid?
No, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons
was out last
year. Simmons.
And I'm talking about Embiid. Embiid was last year.
Yeah.
That's the thing that happened with Embiid.
So like they're doing that.
Yeah,
with,
he got injured his first year, right?
Yeah.
He was hurt for
like
two or three
years.
Like he couldn't play. For
yeah,
a
he was just like
time.
Like muscle dead. Can't say the word I wanted to say.
Trust the process.
Never mind.
But yeah, me and Drew just had a little connection. Everybody,
fuck.
Everybody, shot.
I need to stop.
I love this.
Oh, we should pull that up.
Shot.
Oh, I'm gonna get that up next.
Get it.
Are we on to
we're gonna
athlete
dude,
of the week?
We're fucking moving. We look like Usain Bolt at a podcast version.
Well, I'm excited for the draft talk since we had
drafty talkie.
Oh yeah,
that one's gonna be
crazy.
Sloppy top.
Give me sloppy toppy. So some athlete of the week, Ryan. You want to explain? No, we're not explaining. If you're listening, you know.
Yeah, you know what it is.
If you and if you don't know, now you know.
What you didn't know before, you do know now.
Exactly.
Or you will know in the future.
What you didn't know when you went to school, and you went to school and learned it, now you know.
Previously, but now it's the future.
It is a fact now.
Which makes this the present, so.
Gang. There is no such thing as a present.
Help.
So my athlete of the week. Oh, I had two. Which one do I want to go with? I feel like Drew has this one. So
I probably have both of them.
I'm going to finesse it from him. My athlete of the week is going to be... The best known defensive tackle in the game.
Defensive end? Yeah.
Eric Lee.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know Eric Lee? If you didn't know Eric Lee.
Brady didn't know who Eric Lee was 2 weeks ago.
If you didn't know who Eric Lee was 2 weeks ago, I'm right there with you, believe me. But my man was everywhere against the Bills. Like, he was like, what was it, the first drive he had to pick?
In the end zone.
In the red zone. Returned it for 8 yards. That's more yards than I have returned to pick. For that is a fact.
you ever had an interception?
I have not had a pick yet.
Yeah, yes, you actually get it under half.
He had one.
Hey! Okay! Yes!
He had 1.5 sacks, he had 2 tackles, he had 2 assisted tackles, and he had 1 more interception than I ever have. More than Ron's ever had. Drew, did you ever
hear? Yeah, I had an interception.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Junior year. I didn't have a senior year.
Oh, well.
Wait, you had a pick?
Me? No, I'm saying he had one more pick than I have ever had.
I was like, what?
I don't think I had one. I didn't have one in flag football either, so.
No, I don't think we had any. Oh, Eddie did.
Eddie had a pick,
yeah. Oh, hey, by the way.
Yeah?
We're setting up a broom ball team.
Yeah, we are.
It has to be co-rec. We need some broads.
All right, sure. Let's do it.
Get it.
We'll find some.
Let's get some. Let's see.
Jesus.
But, yeah, he was, like, even when he wasn't making plays, like, he was filling in gaps, like, disrupting plays, and it was just, like, he was just, like, everywhere on the field. Can I get some shots?
Yes, you may. Oh, wait. Some shots? I don't know.
What do you thought?
Nah, I had
yeah, yeah. Okay. So now I got to queue up shots, so.
I'll ask for it later, then.
All right.
But, yeah, that is my athlete of the week, presented by
Amika.
Bose Headphones.
Oh.
I'm gonna want a commission on that pose. Yeah, I better stop paying me.
Presented by the Weinstein Corporation.
Oh shit! It presented by Matt Lauer.
Jesus Christ! All right. Damn. Eric Lee was mine, but I had a second one just in case because I knew somebody was gonna pick it.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was the first. My athlete of the week is Kyrie Irving of the Boston Celtics.
Mm. Oh, the greatest player of all time?
Not the Cleveland. Yeah.
The greatest human
according
being?
According to some.
The greatest
some rumors have
to
been
ever
heard.
Have limbs?
Wait. The greatest. Some rumors have been said that he's the greatest Celtic of all time. You know, you know who those people are. He's not, but it's okay.
I heard he's also Kyrie the greatest male of all time. Is that a fact? Like I think he just passed Malcolm X as the second greatest.
Martin Luther King, too.
No, Martin Luther King's in the back. Like Rosa.
Back of the...
But he's 3.5. According to war,
he goes, oh no.
If we're going by war, Jesus is 3 points higher than Kyrie Irving right now.
Jesus is it offensive war or is it just like overall war?
Overall war.
All right.
Defensive war, Kyrie's greater.
Can you explain what war is?
Wins above replacement. So before Jesus sacrificed himself for all of our sins, he won 33% of the games ever.
So
without
yeah,
him,
like a 33 war. Is that what that means?
Yeah, he had a 33 war. So he won us 33 games before he sacrificed himself for all of our sins. And then Kyrie has won us 30 games before.
Actually, how many games has he won?
That is not a fact war. I am just talking to make up time because you're just not talking about your athlete.
Well,
of the week.
I mean, I was interested in what you were talking about, but Kyrie Irving has led the Celtics in scoring the past 4 games. And they're trying to start another streak. They're 4 wins right now. And he's averaging 27.5 points. Only 3.5 assists. But Al Horford's taking the point guard job.
Al Horford's an animal.
And he had a couple of crazy blocks on, against the Mavericks, against Dennis Smith. He LeBron James'd them. He fucking slapped it off the backboard on one of them. It was beautiful. Beautiful sight. I love him in Celtics green. Not going to lie. Happy with the trade. So Kyrie.
Oh my God, Kyrie Irving.
Rusty, what's your athlete of the week?
RIP August Ames, but at least we got Kyrie Irving to give me boners.
My athlete of the week is okay.
Do you have one?
Yeah, no, I do.
Oh, okay.
Dietrich Wise.
Dietrich Wise?
He's coming back. He's coming back.
Yeah. Did he?
He played good. Dude, they had like 60 total offensive yards through the air. Oh. But like they had like 120 on the ground. But who cares about that?
That's how my boy is.
Running teams don't win. It's true. All right. Talk about Dietrich.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So, you know, he came back. So did, you know what, actually? He was spotted at practice today because him and Brady actually missed the first few games of practice, the few days of practice, because what, they get Thursday off, right?
Yeah,
they get Tuesdays off, I'm pretty sure.
Do they?
NFL is on Tuesdays, or at least it was like 2 years ago.
I don't know. They got the first,
they get Monday off.
No, they get Tuesdays.
They weren't there the first few practices.
Yeah, no, they weren't. Tuesday too, because they get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, they were there.
He's there though. That's good. We need him.
I don't know. I couldn't really think of anyone else.
Be him and Eric Lee on the edge.
They're going to be a dominant force in the next game. Really important.
Fucking up Jay Cutler.
Smoking a Jay Cutler.
Smoking a blunt.
All right.
Smoking
the tea party?
Yeah.
It's the Boston. The tea party. It's a Boston tea party. Yeah, yeah. So who am I tossing in the harbor? I'm going to grab that bitch. How do you say his name? Sohei Ohtani by his limbs, and I'm going to toss him right in the fucking harbor. Mm. That guy sucks. Mm. Who doesn't, just like, when he said he doesn't want to play in a big market.
He wants to blend in.
Oh, that's my God, dude.
He wants to blend in.
He wants to go to the West Coast. He wants to be in a small market.
No, nobody really knows what he wants.
He wants to be a fat vagina. He doesn't want to be in the stardom. He just wants to be liked by the fans. You know who he sounds like? Honestly, I'm kind of mad that I'm going to say this because I love this person. He sounds like David Price. Because David Price was like, I just want to be liked by the fans. Like,
oh, so you do hate David Price?
No, I love David Price. But he does.
I hate David Price.
He does sound like David Price, I must say. And it's not a good thing.
You hate David Price.
I hate you.
You hate David Price.
I love David Price.
I don't think.
I would do dirty things to David Price.
I don't think Ohtani really knows what he wants, to be honest.
He's confused.
He's not going to be good. But that's for a later topic. But yeah, I hope he gets wet, and I hope he doesn't know how to swim so he can drown in the harbor. Fuck.
Cool.
Sohei Ohtani.
All right.
Who you got?
Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's you.
Oh, open another guy in the same conversation. I'm going to check Giancarlo Stanton and his no-wave.
Drew is a huge Giancarlo Stanton hater.
I'm not happy about him. He's made me mad real quick.
I don't really care at this point.
He's not going to trade. He only will accept the trade. It's four teams.
And it's the four best teams.
Can you guess
teams?
The four best teams?
He's going
in
to the
league.
Yankees. No, he's
it's
not.
The Yankees? Go to the Yankees. He's going to go to the Yankees now. But he's only going to accept the trade with the Yankees, the Cubs, both in the NLCS, lost in the NLCS, the Dodgers and the Astros. Like, sounds like a lot like Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant got a ton of shit.
Well,
and nobody's saying
different
anything.
Circumstances.
No,
different circumstances.
Kevin Durant.
Well,
made
all right, let's
Kevin,
say, let's say,
oh
let's
my
say.
God, oh
listen,
my God,
listen,
oh God,
listen,
God,
listen,
God,
listen,
God,
listen.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
What happens if he goes to the Astros? Same exact situation.
No, because do you remember?
Or the Dodgers, same team.
No. Well, so let me give you a little history lesson, huh? Going back to the good old days.
Give me a history lesson.
So Kevin Durant was 2 minutes away from going to the NBA Finals with his team. And he had already made it to an NBA Final. And it
wasn't like they were going
to
win.
And he was on one of the better teams in the league. And he also was playing with one of the better point guards in the game, who then won to win the MVP as soon as he left. And he was also a superstar in a good team. Giancarlo Stanton has never played in the playoffs. He's on a horrible team with a horrible ownership, an okay manager, a dead good pitcher. Don Mattingly's the manager.
Mattingly's a decent manager.
Yeah, an average manager.
Of who?
He's good.
It's nothing even close, because he's been in a shit team his whole career, so now he wants to go to a good team. Kevin Durant was in a good team.
They're both
one
in
of the
prime
best teams.
And
yes.
Leaving their teams.
Oh, my God. But Kevin Durant was already in one of the best teams in the league, and he left for the team that beat him. Stan is in a shit team doing nothing, wasting the best years of his career.
Yeah, fair enough, but you don't have to go to the Astros.
I mean,
you don't have to go to the best team in the league.
You can't. Why would you? If you have, if
I just hate
you
no trade
made,
clause.
If
I hate
you
that
have
part
made
of the contract
your,
so much.
If you have made your status that high and become such a high profile player, why wouldn't you want to pick where you want to go? Like, I don't want to get shipped off to fucking Seattle. Like, I want to say in my future, because
no, you're right, but I'm just saying it pisses me off that he's going to go to the Astros, and it's like, all right, well, now the Astros are going to be the World Series, or the Dodgers, all right, they're in the World Series. He goes to the Cubs, dude, are you kidding me? The Cubs, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo,
well,
and Giancarlo, 3-4-5.
You act like they're gonna
dude, they don't have to give up jack shit. They're going to give up, like, Ben Zobrist. Kyle Schwarber. Like, what the fuck did
they
Schwarber
give up
at, like, 190?
They won't have
they
to give
up
a lot,
lot,
but they'll still have to
give up
something.
Prospects. They're not going
to
give up a big player. They're just going to have to pay for $280 million.
Honestly, I don't care where he goes. He's not going to trade it. He's going
to
get
dude, I don't
want to
talk about this. This is stupid. I fucking hate talking about Stanton.
Fuck the Marlins.
All right,
I love Giancarlo Stanton.
So, my pick. I'm going to throw Henry Owens in the harbor.
That fucking
bomb,
you
know what?
Dude. That pot-smoking bomb.
He's finally out of here.
Wait, we got rid of him?
Yeah, dude. And guess who picked him up?
Torrey Lovello.
The GOAT. And you know what? He's
going to go off
he's
now.
The next, he's the next fucking...
Lovello's going to transform
I don't know. I'm
into
trying
the...
To he's the next Kershaw.
Lovello's good at, like, tapping into players' potentials, so...
He's just, like, poking with the Red Sox.
I think...
I'm poking with a stick.
Owens is just going to go off.
Yeah, no, he's going to win a Cy Young.
yeah.
He is. He's going to be Jay Groom. Jay Groom's going to be
his is Granky still out there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's going to teach him his ways.
So, yeah, he could exactly be a good mentor for him.
I'm going to spit all over my computer.
Mm. That's gross.
I'm a spitter.
That's all right. You're going to keep talking about Hunter Owens. Instead of just sitting.
So, what
he's
else about Owens?
He's a bomb, dude. Like, he looks that guy, like, the fact that we could have had Cole Hamels for...
I don't like Cole Hamels, though.
Oh, my God, dude.
Nah, so it was never going to happen.
It was going to happen. They wanted, like, we were the ones that didn't pull the trigger.
They were definitely
like, imagine this rotation. Chris Sale, Cole Hamels, David Price, Drew Pomeranz.
What team is Cole Hamels on there?
The Rangers.
Is he still there, or did he get traded?
No, he's still there. Cole Hamels is a good-ass pitcher.
He's good.
I hate you. I'm still talking to you.
Huh?
Still... Talking to you. I'm just gonna say something dirty. I'm trying to watch my language here.
You already dropped a couple that couldn't have said.
Yeah. Let's talk some socks, baby.
Yeah.
Socks.
Any trade rumors? Anybody heard anything?
Winter meetings coming up, so yeah, a lot of shit will happen there.
Dave Dombrowski's gonna slap his cock and run some tables and say
he won't.
Yeah,
He's striking out big time right now because Abreu is supposedly staying put now.
I don't care after we talked about that last week. I don't care about Abreu.
And who you want?
Carlos Santana. I told you this already.
It's free agency. Winter meetings is trades. It's both, but it's mostly both. Trades. It's mostly big
it's
trades.
It's both.
We haven't signed him yet, man.
Okay.
Have we talked to him?
Okay, I want him. Don't. If you get anywhere near Eric Hosmer, I'm going to fire you, Dave Dombrowski. Eric Hosmer is just a fat, big.
Oh, you see this? Sox avoid arbitration with Tyler Thornburg.
Yeah, they signed Thornburg to a year, a 1 year deal. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. But no one cares because we haven't seen him pitch, so I don't give a shit about him. But yeah, stay away from Eric Hosmer. Sign Carlos Santana. Sign J.D. Martinez. Sign Barry Bonds. Sign Jesus Christ.
Sign Rafael Palmeiro.
He's got good wins above replacement.
Yeah, the best over Kyrie Irving. I promise you. The only player better than Jesus Christ would be me. But you can't sign me because I'm not quite...
Or Shohei Ohtani.
No, that guy blows. Do you really like Ohtani? Do you think he's going to be good?
I don't know, but like you don't usually hear of a guy that can hit 500-foot bombs and then throw 100-plus.
I don't care. He's going to...
It's kind of nasty.
You know what he's going to... I'm going to toss...
It's kind of intimidating.
I'm going hot take nation. He is going to be...
He's
going to
win rookie of the year.
No. He's going to be... The second coming of, what's his face?
Pablo?
No. Honichi. Oh, fuck, what's his name?
Hideki
Okajima. He was the one that used to throw without looking, right? Yes, he's going to be that.
Hideki wasn't. Okajima was bad.
Hideki threw 90. But everybody thinks.
103.
He is the Barry Bonds. Or no, he's the Babe Ruth of Japanese baseball. Like, he's not going to live up to that hype. He's not. Oh, Mike's calling me. You guys talk a little bit. Mike's call.
Yeah. So.
What's up, bro?
I mean, we turned off his mic.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's not really on the show, but me and Drew are just going to run things for a little bit.
All right. So.
What else do we got on the Sox, baby?
They need to make a move, but they're kind of blowing it right now. Like, everyone they seem to talk about is not working out.
To be honest, I think this team's going to stay very stagnant. Is that the right word? Very similar.
Yeah.
To last year.
Not, that won't
I don't think they're
going to
make.
It's not going to be enough. You're on my side now.
What?
Are we talking?
No,
talks?
I'm saying it's not going to be enough if Stans gets traded to like one of the top four
it's
contenders.
Not
gonna
be enough
no, like they weren't ever going to win a World Series with this roster. They're missing like one big power hitter. But
oh, I wish we could go back a couple episodes when I said that.
Yeah, but they don't need to pay $220 million for Giancarlo or
JD
Martinez.
Nah, he's not gonna sign for $200 million. I promise you that. Look at Edwin Encarnacion. Look at Edwin Encarnacion last year.
Edwin's a different player though. He's like 37.
Dude, he was supposed to make
JD's like 31, and Edwin had a bad season. JD Martinez could have won the MVP if he stayed in one league.
I'm gonna look up Edwin Encarnacion's numbers. He did not have a bad year.
He didn't have a great year compared. JD Martinez better like 30-something with 40-something homers. Between the two teams.
Okay. Edwin Encarnacion is one of the most, like,
Dude, the Blue Jays didn't make the playoffs that year.
Okay, it's not on him.
That's what I'm saying. The team wasn't, like, that good. Like, it's like him and Bautista have been, struggling the past couple of years. Like, they peaked out when that crazy game, the Bautista bat flip game, that game was, like, craziest display of baseball I've ever watched.
I
think that's it about the Sox, though.
He had 42 dick slaps. He had 127 RBIs.
What year? Is this the last 2 years ago?
Yeah, his contract year. 127 RBIs, 42 big balls. 200. He batted 263, which
that's the problem.
No, he's a power hitter. We are living in the in the 21st century. No one gives a fuck about average. You hit the ball over the fence. That's all that matters.
$200 million.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, man. JD Martinez. JD Martinez.
He's 38.
He's 34. I do agree. The long ball pays.
Yeah. So go kill yourself.
Really?
Yeah,
I do agree. The long ball does pay the big bucks. Then.
Yes, and like it's not anymore, so I don't think JD is going to get paid that much.
Well, I mean, he can hit the long ball though.
Yes, but so can Edwin. Edwin hit 127 RBIs. He hit 263. Mm-hmm. He had an OPS of 886, which was higher. All of his stats from 2016 were higher than his 2017 stats. Every single one of them.
Yeah, because he fell off the cliff.
I mean, not really. He went from 42 to 38, 263 to 258, 886 to 881. Like, he stayed the same player.
All right, yeah.
And he didn't get paid a lot. So I don't think JD is going to get paid a lot. He is also kind of a liability on defense. So he's not the best. He's not the best at tracking fly balls. So.
Both of them are.
Exactly. I don't think JD gets anywhere near $200 million.
No, I don't think so either.
I think he'll get it over 175 easy.
Okay. I'd do that.
Okay.
I'd do.
Yeah, I agree with that. 175. 200 plus.
I think a team would offer him $200 million. I think.
Yeah,
a team
maybe
like
not like
the Giants,
not the Red Sox.
A team like the Giants or Cardinals who just missed out on like the trade.
I don't know. A team with low payroll that could afford to. I don't know.
Take a chance on him.
Give him a ton of money. Make him feel special. Get them to come to.
And then they trade him in 2 years because they realize they do nothing good with him.
That's the worst. Don't give a player a monstrous contract if you're just trying to get rid of him later.
It drives me insane. Exactly. Perfect example.
Dude,
booyah.
Actually, like when I remember when they made the deal, they thought the owner was on like cocaine. Because they were like, wow, they just played a player. They just paid a player that much money.
Well.
It's a regularity now, though.
The Stanton, but
but at the time it was like what? Yeah. It was
Miguel had 10 years, $300 million or something like that. But Giancarlo's was like
ridiculous. Stanton, at the time that they signed the contract, they were on contention for the team. Obviously,
and he had a broken jaw, and he like didn't know if he could play baseball again because he got hit in the face with a fastball.
But he went to Tony Conigliano. They were actually a pretty good team. D. Gordon was playing wicked good. Ichiro was honestly not bad. They had the best pitcher in the league, but we don't speak
speak a lot about that.
What are you saying now, buddy? Okay. So funny. Cody and Dreamin'. They were actually
Cody,
a good team.
Cocaine.
So that kind of made sense. Like, they wanted to keep him because they were building for the future and they had a team that was contending now. Now that their best player passed away and D. Gordon is gone, it makes sense for them to let him go. Let it go! Let it go! We should just have a segment where we just sing.
I know.
The fact that you know more than just the let it go part.
Oh, are you kidding me? You haven't seen Frozen?
No.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I've seen it once.
You
pretty
watch
good. It's all right.
You watch it every night.
I'm judging you.
Well, actually, yeah, it's not really
you
that
guys
good,
can
but.
Talk some. All right. Mario's signing out. They're talking hockey. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
some bees talk.
Yeah, they went 2-1 on.
Dude, they fucking destroyed.
The Coyotes, though, like two crap teams.
The Coyotes, what was it, 5-1?
6-1.
6-1?
Yeah, they beat the crap out of them.
Backus, I think it was, wasn't it like one?
Backus went off. I think Backus has either two goals.
Yeah, two goals in the second period. He broke the 1-1 tie. 1-1 tie. Dude, did you see the 5-on-3 goal? It was like they had a perfect triangle set up around the net, and it was like tic tac toe. Perfect. It was
It's perfect.
It's beautiful.
Movement. Really? Oh, damn. I'm pissed I missed that. I love that.
Marshawn scored.
When they on the power play.
I know,
like,
yeah.
You know something's well, coming, but you don't know when. It's like just like a suspenseful movie, and you're sitting there, and you're like, just shoot the puck.
Yeah, dude. 5-on-3, like, has so much opportunity to have, like, a sick goal like that because you can move the puck, like, without it being, like, interrupted or broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And they just worked it beautifully. They probably got everyone on the ice got a touch at least, like, twice before the pass was broken up, before they put it in to the net.
Wait, who scored it? Do you remember?
Is that the point of hockey, to put the puck in the net?
Yeah, but not to have, like, 10 passes before it.
Interesting.
But, hey, thanks for coming to Hockey Talk.
Now I'm leaving again.
They beat the Flyers on Friday, I think, or Saturday. It was one or the other. And it was earlier this week. Yeah. And, they went 2-1, like I said. They beat the Flyers and Coyotes, who both are kind of...
Yeah,
we'll say rebuilding. That'll be nice. They're rebuilding, and they got destroyed by the Predators. I turned that game on, and it was like the first period, and it was 3-0, and I was like, I don't know if I should watch this.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
It's definitely what's their record now? I don't even know.
The Bruins.
Yeah,
they're still hanging in there because they're riding the win streak.
It is
like
weird though. Like, I feel like if they win, they win by a lot, and if they lose, they're usually losing by a lot.
Out.
It's not a lot of like close games. I don't know. I feel like
they just get manhandled against better competition most of the time. Like competition. Sometimes it's just like a crap team will just like. Sometimes they just don't show up. I don't know who was in net against the Predators, but they give it. It was 4-0 after like halfway through the second period.
Tuca's kind of a mess. He's coming back too.
He's like, playing well.
He's playing all right.
Who was the goalie for the Philly game? Because it was a shutout. I'm pretty sure it was a 3-0 win.
I forget. Bruins are 13-9-4, by the way, which is actually pretty good.
That's actually pretty, yeah. Good.
Cool.
Boston has now won 12 games in a row against the Coyotes, by the way. It's quite a statistic right there for you.
I can't think. The only player I could name off the Coyotes is the guy that was, you know, the guy who got voted for the All-Star game thing, and he was in the skills competition. He won MVP. I forget what his name was. It was something Scott. You know what I'm talking about?
Michael Scott, yeah.
No.
It might have been Mike Scott. Like, I'm not joking. Like, I don't know, but, like, it's not.
It'd be funny if it is.
Let me see. I can't remember the guy's name. The only player I can name on the Coyotes. And he's probably not even on them anymore. I'm going to... it might be Mike Scott. Is it Mike Scott? No. It's not. Is it? It might be. Fuck.
Hey, the Bruins are playing... Bruins are playing the Islanders, though.
Who's...
Tomorrow at 7, I think.
They are. Are the Islanders still decent? They were good a couple...
So. I don't think so.
Yeah, I have no idea, to be honest. I got no idea.
I try to keep up with the Bruins, but NHL, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's a tall task, all right?
Let's see. Islanders.
Can't expect that from us.
Record.
I'm trying to find this.
Oh, that's cool. So.
That's cool.
It's just not popping up. Oh, here we go. Ready? The Islanders this year are actually a very decent team. We were completely wrong. They're 16-9-3. With 35 points, and they're third in the Metropolitan Division.
Oh, shit. All right.
So they're very...
Yeah, I was gonna say, Tavares is still hanging around.
Competitive
team. I don't know. Tavares is still in the come-up, so I feel like he's been in the come-up
for five years. Did you see that... where is it? Washington is building a new arena for their women's basketball team, and now the NHL the NHL can put in a bid for like a Washington hockey team.
The NHL can?
Or like any team can like.
Oh wait, in the
they can put in a bid.
Washington like state.
Yeah,
to
Seattle.
Rumors have it Supersonic
to move to Seattle.
Come back. Yeah, that'd be crazy. I'm trying to find this stupid guy. I can't find. Who is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna find it. Oh wait.
Well, anyway.
Damn it. I'm pissed. Talking? Wait, I need to find this guy. John Scott. Yeah. Thank you. I found it.
We covered it enough. We definitely covered it enough.
John Scott.
Y'all did good.
Yeah.
Better than I
did. All right. John Scott. Got it.
All right.
It's time for the most awaited time of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can I get a... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can I get a T? Can I get an R? Can I get an half time? Draft time, all right, was, bitch.
Okay.
You horny or something, brother?
I've been making that sound the whole time. I've been like, So people at home are going to be really pissed about that.
That's your talk today.
So,
oh yeah, introduce first.
We had a Twitter poll to figure out who was...
Twitter, like the social media. What the social media we have?
Topic was going to be, right? The people voted for Forgotten Boston Stars.
Oh, yeah, we got to go to the break first. We can't just give it up like that. We need to let the people in suspense.
Huh?
The answer will be revealed after the break.
Stay tuned for our feature presentation
of Pussy Popping Bigger Than It Appears. That's a song.
And now our feature presentation.
Draft Talk.
So I have to introduce it again.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Let's go for it.
After the people have spoken,
they have selected
Forgotten Boston Stars over the likes of Stadium Food, Top Ejections, and Top Game Ending Plays.
Erections.
Forgotten Boston Stars. This is going to be an interesting one. This is good. I like this one. Basically,
with the first overall pick.
Wait, just got to explain what like a Forgotten Star is. It's just like... Somebody that if they were brought up to like a casual fan and you said, you're like, hey,
all right,
you know who David Gibbons is? And they'd be like, who the fuck is David Gibbons?
Is that... Can it be like a little bit more like people know who they are?
Yeah. No, yeah, they
can. But they forget that they were a star.
Yeah, no, but both ways. There's like different contexts. David Gibbons was a star.
And not just like a bench player or a role player.
Yeah, no. David Gibbons isn't a star. I was just naming a player for the old Pats. He's not on my list. Don't worry. Right. But he was just like that. I don't know why his name popped in my head.
I'm gonna... Is it okay? It's my pick, right?
Collusion.
Yeah. All right. So
collusion.
You know what? This is kind of a ballsy like first pick, but I feel like it has to be made. I'm gonna say Patrice Bergeron, and you know why? He's not a forgotten player, but he is a forgotten star. When you think of Boston sports stars, it's Kyrie Irving, David Ortiz, who has since retired. You think of...
Me.
Tom Brady. And then it's like
no one
Patrice Bergeron gets left out of the conversation. He is a Olympic gold medalist. He's like literally the best two-way player in hockey. Has won, what is it, like the Conn Smythe?
Smythe.
That's the goalie for the give me a sec. What is it? It's
The top defensive forward. It's whatever goalie. It is. Like they name them ridiculously.
Best.
What's the Vezina trophy?
That's the goalie of the year.
What's
and
Conn
then
Smythe then?
That's goalie of the playoffs.
Oh, all right.
Or goalie of the Stanley Cup final. Best two-way player NHL. It's for like the best offensive and defensive player.
What is it called?
I looked it up. Found it? Nothing. Two-way forward.
No one cares. He's good.
Two-way
okay,
forward award.
Yeah. There you go.
You'll find it there.
Oh, yeah. The Selkie. The Selk trophy.
Yep.
The Frank J. Selk trophy.
He's won that multiple times. He's a forgotten star, really. I don't think people recognize him as a star.
Yeah, they kind of just...
You taking that first overall was like the Cavs taking Anthony Bennett first overall. That was terrible.
No, I was like, this is a good one.
Yeah, it
wasn't.
It was something that had to be said. So, I'd like to see what you guys got.
All right. I'm going to take my second pick. Cedric Maxwell. The Celtics, 1977 to 1985. Shoot. He was the original complimentary piece to the Celtics with Larry Bird. It was like kind of like a big two. And he was the finals MVP in 81 for the first championship with Larry Bird. Averaged 18 points a game and 9.5 rebounds. He was a good player. No one like talks about him. Like when you hear Larry Bird, you think like Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish.
True.
Danny Ainge.
DJ, Dennis Johnson. Like you don't think Cedric Maxwell. He got traded before the big three got there. But it's like what could have been before the big three hit the peak. He was there for the beginning years, but good player.
Good player, huh? Yeah. Just love to see good players, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's your pick. This is the point. Good forgot stars.
Yeah, mine's a good one because I knew this fact, but I don't know if it lied. Like, hey, Ryan, 2004, who won every single clincher in the playoffs?
Every single clincher? What do you mean?
Who won every single clincher?
Derek Lowe.
Game? Fuck you,
dude. I was at his no hitter. I know who Derek Lowe is.
Yeah, but did you know that stat?
I was gonna guess him.
I didn't know he won every clincher.
You know why?
He won every
I knew that because he won game seven. Yeah. So yeah, I would have guessed that.
He won every single clincher to the like. Literally, he was so good in the playoffs, and no one talks about
Keith Foulke.
And they talk about Dave Robertson and Poppy and like Pedro and the bloody sock, but no one talks about Derek Lowe.
Derek Lowe was a
like from 2000. So from August 1st,
no, that's true.
2003 to August 27th, 2004. Which is just like playoff performance since 2003, 2004. He appeared in 9 games. He started 6. He finished 3 of them. He had a record of 3-3 with 1 save. He pitched 43 innings in 9 games. Allowed 15 runs. One was unearned, so it's 16. He had an ERA of 3.14.
He was good at that time.
Lights out.
Yeah, do you know the cleat story?
I do not know.
Oh, yeah, he lost his cleats, right?
So, no, like, the Yankees would, like, the equipment managers would, like, steal and, like, sabotage players by, like, taking their, like, shit out of their lockers. So they took
but we
like,
get Derek Lowe's Apple watches.
They got, they took his cleats. He had to go to Sports Authority last minute. I think it was, this must have been.
It's 04.
It was 04, but, like, I think it was game 7 of. The ALCS,
yes. Yeah, because
they lost the cleats earlier in the series. I was trying to think if they lost them on his way to like when they were going to St. Louis, but it must have been Game 7. He had to go to a Sports Authority. He was a Nike athlete. He had to buy like Adidas.
I think he said like Reebok
cleats, and he had to put black tape over them because he's a Nike athlete.
That's so funny. I didn't know that.
And they were like shitty, like Sports Authority cleats. So like he's like, yeah, they hurt my feet all game long. I still like
pitched. Wait, they were Sport Authority? Like there wasn't like they weren't like brand.
Well, they were, but like think about it. Like pros aren't buying their cleats from like Sports Authority. Like I mean, maybe now you can get like much higher quality shit there because like
Sports Authority is bankrupt.
I know, but like
it's not a thing anymore.
Well, okay, say like they a player Dicks. A kids can go to Dick. A kid can go to Dick's. And buy like high quality cleats today, because I feel like you can buy like the athlete's shoes today.
Yeah.
And like plus like it's much higher quality. I think back then it was just like, all right, you're just getting like generic Reebok like cleats from.
Yeah, nah, there wasn't a lot of like.
Yeah, the little
variety.
Like, flop over the laces. You know what I'm saying?
I think he said like
hard floppy thing.
Oh yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. He was like they were uncomfortable again, so.
Still, pissed a fucking gem.
Oh, for
sure. Your pick back to back.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This guy. I actually loved this guy when he was with the Sox in 03 and then 13. Mike Karp. My God.
Ew.
My Ew. God.
Certainly a star.
Ew, he was gross. He in 2013.
Mike Karp
hit 300 in 2013.
I know, but
he had a on
so
base.
So did Sandleone.
He has an on base exactly. percentage.
Sandleone's a star.
Yeah, but Sandleone didn't play. He
what
played
did
like
Karp
40
do
games.
After that?
So he
yeah, so did
shit.
Karp.
Karp did not start.
I don't care, man. He was awesome. He was my guy. He had 43 RBIs, 9 home runs. He hit 296, 362 on base, 523 slugging in only 86 games. That guy was unreal. I love him. He had some clutch walk-offs. Him and Johnny Gomes were the heart and soul of that team, so I'm going to stick by it. Shout out Mike Karp. I love you one time, baby. Yeah, you.
He actually could be one of our listeners because I don't know where the hell he is. So
he might be dead.
Jesus.
I have sources informing me that he is dead, actually.
Body found off the coast of Mexico.
I wanted to make sure you weren't.
No, I'm joking.
That belonging to Mike Karp.
Hopefully he's alive and well.
Is it me?
It's you.
Is it me?
Credit KTR.
What's up,
man? I'm going to go.
Yeah, I want that source.
Shoot. Damn. Oh. This is a tough one. I have three I like. I don't think anyone else is gonna take the three, but like,
sure.
So I'm gonna take my favorite guy out of the list. I'm gonna take Lawyer Malloy.
Okay,
you know who?
Yeah, I know
Lawyer Malloy, safety for the Patriots from 1996 to 2002. Won our first Super Bowl with us. He was a
beast. He was a beast of a safety. That guy brought the thunder. And
thunder and the thunder. Boom, boom, boom. Lightning and the, just a young gun.
Shut up.
You know that song?
I know.
It's a great song.
That was funny. That you, all right. Just a young gun. Yeah, he was just an animal. But like he delivered big hits, had the like a knack for getting turnovers. He had 19 picks and 7 forced fumbles with the Patriots, and won the first Super Bowl title. The Patriots, the Tom Brady era. Sadly, we traded him. What could have been? No one knows this. We signed Rodney Harrison to a deal. We could have had Rodney Harrison and Lawyer Malloy as our two safeties. How messed up would that have been?
Like Rodney wide Harrison, receiver,
the wide receivers
gave up a game-winning play to David Tyree.
Boom! Roasted.
Shut up!
Shut I'm kind of scared. I said that online. Yeah.
Shut up!
Did he win all a right. Super Bowl with us?
Harrison? Yeah, he won two. Because he like came in 02 with or he came in 03 with like in free agency, and then we traded Lawyer Malloy to the Bills. And like we had them in like on the same roster in the preseason, and then we traded them. Like it would have been unreal if we had those two at safety. Like that would have been an awesome combo. But anyways, that's my pick. Okay. Ryan.
So I'm gonna go with Mark Recchi.
My boy.
Yep, Mark Recchi, sticking with the hockey theme here. He finished off with the Bruins. Had a he traveled around a bit.
Yeah, he was around the league. Yeah. He got around.
But he's in the Hall of Fame now, isn't he?
He get inducted?
I believe so.
Already?
Wow. If not, yeah,
he
no,
will,
I think he's in the Hall of Fame.
Be. He will be, at least, if he isn't.
Yeah, he was part of that Bruins 2011 Stanley Cup final team.
Greatest time of my life watching that
not
team
really
play.
A star, but people forget about him. And he was... He played a big enough role to be like important in that.
He was a second year. Liner
because he was
or
a
first liner, whatever. Like
he was like a veteran presence that the young guys needed because it kind of was a young team, and yeah, people forget about him. So
yeah. Forget about it.
It's your pick again.
Forget about it. I'm gonna go with Mike Lowell.
Ooh. Mike Lowell.
Mike Lowell's
Mike Lowell
animal.
Just slides underneath the radar.
Is he forgotten about enough?
I don't think so. He just got inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame. I don't think he's that forgotten.
Yeah, but no one talks about him though. Like
about him plenty. I fucking love that.
Yeah,
guy.
No, you're right. No,
it's
like,
hard to
no
think of like forgotten
like,
players
like
because they're forgotten for a reason.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I
did some research.
But Mike Lowell, obviously, all of you know, 2007.
He was big dick swinging.
World Series MVP.
True.
Capital V, capital M, capital P, not in that order.
And you know what? He was also one of those players that really just had to come back from the horrible disease of cancer.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, he overcame that.
Good for him, huh?
Yeah,
good
he overcame that and basically just became the World Series MVP. He actually struggled a lot. I read his book, by the way. He struggled a lot with his swing at a certain point in his career when he was coming back from lymphoma and
mesothelioma.
You know how he got his swing back? His hitting coach said, "Hey, listen,
just swing.
Forget everything. Pretend you're playing wiffle ball in the backyard." And that's how he got his swing back.
Oh, don't you just love
that?
That
would never work for anyone else, I think.
So
work for me.
Beautiful swing right there. Beautiful story. That wraps up three picks.
Hey,
all right, this is a tough pick. Someone's gonna be undrafted. I'm gonna be kind of pissed.
Drew.
What?
Fuck you.
Damn, this is tough. All right, I'm gonna stick with football. I'm gonna take Stanley Morgan, forgotten star of the Patriots in the 80s. He was from 1977 to 1989. Played 12 years with the Patriots. He, fun fact for you, was a wide receiver. Had 67 touchdowns in his career with the Patriots. Over 10,000 yards receiving. But he leads NFL history with yards per catch at 19.2. That guy, if you could compare him to a player now, probably be like T.Y. Hilton. Like he was like not in the right era. If he was like now, he'd be unreal, but it's like a ground and pound era in the 80s, so it wasn't like he could use open field and like the turf to break off long touchdowns. He did that in like muddy conditions and New England weather outside and grass.
Mm-hmm.
He was an animal, forgotten Patriot.
Last pick.
Last but not least, the Isaiah Thomas Award goes to Antoine Walker.
Fuck you. That's
he was
sitting there looking at my notes.
He was pretty much the star of the Celtics from 96 to 03, leading to
word
the
by word
Paul
what
Pierce
I have written
era.
Down.
It's impressive that I memorized this.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good, yeah.
He was pretty much...
Get the points right, though.
He was a volume scorer who averaged 21 points a game, 9 assists... And
rebounds,
four,
rebounds.
9 rebounds and 4.5 assists per game.
How many steals?
Photographic memory right there for you.
How many steals?
But yeah, he was a stud. I remember him watching. He was an animal.
Yes.
And he pretty much set the bar, and Paul Pierce grabbed that bar and did a little pull-up with it because he took it to the roof,
yeah,
baby.
Sure. Some honorable mentions, maybe, if anyone remembers some that they left out. I just thought of some myself.
Oh, really? Oh,
Dwight Evans, Fred Lynn, guys that... Were
Daniel Nava
stars? Daniel Nava, no,
not a star.
No, but for real, like Evans and Lynn, like I feel like whenever they bring back players for
Jim
special
Rice.
Ceremonies on the field, they bring back like Jim Rice, Wade Boggs, Carlton Fisk. They don't like. I feel like Fred Lynn and Dwight Evans aren't really recognized as much as they should be.
Nah, those two should be recognized.
They were stars.
Another one is for me, honorable mention is John Hanna, the greatest offensive guard of all time, was a Patriot.
Okay.
Fun fact, just saying. That's another guy who played with Morgan. I don't know anyone
Morgan
else.
Who?
I can't think of Stanley Morgan.
Morgan McKay?
What?
LMAO. LOL. Moving on.
Moving on. Thank you for listening to another great installment of Kiss the Rings podcast. You can follow us. Actually, you know what? No, I'm going to tell you this. Go
tell
to
me.
The iTunes store and please rate and subscribe us. Give us 5 stars, leave a comment, and just, hey, listen to us whenever you got some available time. We're really trying to get that listenership.
Yeah, let's stop listening to the trap music and just listen to our podcast.
Turn us on. Mario, where can you find us on Twitter?
You can find us on Twitter at Kiss the Ring Pod. At KISSTHARINGSPOD. At Kiss the Ring Pod. Our individual Twitter handles are at rbeats _, at Juluango 17, at Enferetti ESPN.
Chasing after green guys. Went from sleeping on the porch to a motherfucking California king size. Mama ain't stressing, she know that it's all good. My number one goal is to get out the hood, never change. I be thugging hard in my section. Me and I'm a dog protected by Smith & Wesson. Any good plan, we coming in your direction. Let you know that we ain't flexing, you quickly gonna get ejected. You wanna kill me, cause I'm good coming up. Wanna kill him, but that's my really f*** my money up. Focus on my grind, gotta get the stacks. Try to leave the streets alone, but they steady calling back. You ever seen death around the corner? Chilling on the block of the niggas run up on you, busting shells at you when they hotter than a Sony. It'd be hard to think straight when it's a lot of won't you, man? Okay, I've been
booyah, bitch.
Boom.
Peace.
Please listen, bitch.